Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TJ Edwards. Edwards fills the gap. That is the 14th tackle today.
Linebacker for your Chicago Bears.
And out of the pack, it looked like Edwards recovered it.
We were serious about the Bears growing up. Like, my dad, my mom, every Sunday. I don't know how many times I've had to listen to actually this show in the car. You know, my dad is all Chicago sports and things like that.
Former Lakes Community High School quarterback.
Edwards back to pass. He's going deep. Down the middle. He's got Spencer, and he makes the catch at the 40.
TJ Edwards on the score.
Let's talk some Bears football with TJ Edwards. He's on Twitter at TJ Edwards 8. The Bears linebacker is with us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Hey, TJ, how are you, man?
How are you guys doing?
We're good. What did the film say to you now that you've gotten a chance to go back and watch and pick it all apart? How well did the defense do relative to what your plan was?
It's one of those things to where, you know, win or loss, you're gonna take a deep look into it. But when you lose, you know, you want to kind of analyze everything in terms of really what, you know, as small the details as you can, what we could have done better. And, I thought we played a pretty good game. I think we kind of got off to a slow start there, but it's one of those things to where we didn't get the job done. So there's always more to do, but we're encouraged, man. We're excited. And honestly, we're on to Indy.
You talked about the slow start. We've seen in two straight weeks now, the second halves have just been phenomenal, giving up a total of 3 points. Clearly, there's been some adjustments made. I don't know if that's relative to the starts you were talking about or just you guys doing better in the second half. What do you attribute the success that you've had against a couple of teams now in the second half of games?
I mean, I think there's a couple things, but you know, number one, I think it's more so us just kind of getting our feet in the ground and getting settled, and then we come out in the second half and we kind of have a good idea of what to expect, and we're just executing a little better, to be honest with you. I think in those first couple drives, you know, we didn't start out too hot, But that's kind of the NFL, right? You kind of get some unscouted looks. You get some things that, you know, you don't really, you know what's going to happen. And but I thought we did a good job of weathering the storm and coming out in the second half and shutting it down. But I think our coaches to the players, you know, just been done a good job of being on the same page. And in the NFL, that's honestly half the battle.
It gets annoying after a while seeing every team be able to kick like a 60-yard field goal like it's nothing. And it's one thing as a fan to sort of now recalibrate what a successful defensive stop is. It's like, well, they're going to hold him to a 60-yard field goal attempt, and boom, it's good by 10 yards. It has to be immensely frustrating when it's your job to do it, and you're not watching on your couch.
Yeah, it's I mean, you know, hats off to that guy too, the Houston guy. I mean, he hit some bombs. You know, I think the indoor being indoor, you know, helps a little bit. The turf helps and all that, but you know, seeing some of those long field goals go in, it gets you for sure, because you know you want to hold them to 0 points, but a good offense like that will definitely, you know, take three if we have to. But you know, one of those could have moved a little left or right for sure, but it didn't fall that way.
TJ, we're reading different accounts of what that locker room was like on Sunday, the heaviness of it all. People kind of commenting that, you know, it didn't feel like a team that had just lost a game, but really had a major setback maybe in terms of what you guys expected from yourselves. I'm just curious as to if you felt that, and if that's more about what you guys went through at the beginning of last season, or just you thought you would be better as a team to start this year.
I mean, I don't think it's one of those things where people are looking at it as a setback. You know, it's the NFL, right? Sometimes, the other team beats you, and that's kind of the way it goes. But I think what we're encouraged about is it's all controllables in our end. And I think, you know, when you lose, right, your expectations are so high because that's kind of the standard that we've set here. That's the culture that we've built. And so when, you know, those things don't go the way they should, you know, everyone, obviously, you know, no one's jumping for joy or anything like that, but we want to get answers. We want to figure out kind of what happened and how we can get better from it. But I think, you know, coming in Monday, you know, we got back at about 4:15 in the morning. So, you know, a little bit of sleep, and then coming in Monday around noon, one, we got to watch the tape as a team and be critical and move on. You know, that's what it's about, because, you know, no one's going to feel sorry for you. No one's going to feel bad for you. There's another game this Sunday. So we're ready to go, and we're excited about it.
When did Andrew Billings get this good?
At the Big Bill, I think he's always been dominant. You know, I think people are just starting to recognize it a little bit more, see him a little bit more. But you want to just talk about a immovable object, man. That's Big Bill. You know, he does all the dirty work. You know, playing D-line in the NFL in general is one of the most selfless, you know, positions in the league, because you're just taking on 600 pounds every single play and kind of have to deal with it at times, and those dudes are so valuable to us. But I am really happy for him that he's kind of getting some praises. He should, man. He's a beast, man. We need him, and he does so much for us. He really does.
We just said that the forced fumble in that situation is everything that Matt Eberflus says the hits principle is about, of taking every play with time on the clock as seriously as you possibly can, and always knowing that no matter what's going on, no matter where your opponent is, no matter what the scoreboard says, something like that will change an NFL game. It's just a matter of making it happen. So, as I said, somebody had to stop the tape right there and point to Big Bill and say, this is what we're all about.
Yeah, I was actually in the defensive unit room. That was the first thing that we watched when we got in there on Monday. You know, because that time in the game, kind of what they were doing on offense, they were driving a bit. That comes down to straight pride, to be honest with you. That comes down to, you know, willing our team, you know, to have a chance to win at the end of the game. And like we said, man, Big Bill, he was actually fighting off a double team and popped off and just put his helmet on the ball, man. And like I said, when a dude like that can hit a running back, you know, good things for us normally happen. And he's able to make a big time play for us. So it was a play that was needed for sure.
So Jalen Johnson, we know he got paid, right? And like the big question is, what's going to happen after you get paid, and will he have that same motivation? It seems like when he didn't make the NFL's top 100, he had a new gripe and a new kind of chip on his shoulder from that. And as you're watching that film and as you're seeing the results of the games and how well the defense is playing, how good has he been in just taking away what quarterbacks can do? Because we talk about it here. I mean, it seems like he's taking away half the field.
Yeah, and I mean, Jay, he's just everything he does, he's so professional about it, right? From camp to practice to meetings. He's a guy who always wants more, and definitely a guy that you know want on your side. I mean, I think he's still, you know, very underrated for what he does, and you know, I think more will come with this year with how well he's going to play. But I mean, just a great all around guy, man, and he's definitely got that dog in him, that chip on his shoulder from last year, and getting that respect, and but you need that, right? I want my corners to think they're the best in the league. I know that. So to have a guy like that and Reek on the other side, you know, I think they complement each other well. And don't forget, too, Jalen can tackle with the best of them. So
there was some extracurricular activity going on in this game, a punch thrown that I'm sure is going to be fined in a couple days, even if the referees didn't seem to see it. What rules do you have from your coaches, and what are the sort of unwritten rules of professional courtesy when it comes to, you know, protecting your quarterback on the sidelines, responding to what you think may be a late hit while not endangering your team with penalties and ejections?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always kind of that fine line of what's, you know, what's too much and what's kind of accepted. And again, you know, you don't necessarily know how they're going to call it and things like that. But, you know, for us, and I'm pretty sure for every team in the NFL, they're going to protect their quarterback. And, you know, our guys felt that, you know, the hit was maybe a little late or, you know, a little high. And, you know, our O-line did a great job of protecting him. You know, I think, you know, that's our guy. That's, you know, our leader that we believe in. And, you know, as an O-line, as a team, we're going to stand up for him. And, you know, I'm sure other guys aren't going to like that when that happens. And that's kind of how it goes. And in the heat of the moment, you know, you never know kind of what's going to happen and kind of which way it's going to go. But it's definitely going to be exciting to some sort, but you definitely want to keep your cool as much as you can. You know, it's hard. It's hard to do. You know, you're out there battling and, you know, giving everything that you have to something, you know, and sometimes your emotions get the best of you. But, you know, I think Flus does a good job of kind of tempering that and making sure that, you know, we're in the moment for what we need to be doing.
I know 2-1 and 1-2 is just one game apart, but it sounds very different, probably feels very different as a player. You got Indianapolis this week. I'm just curious as to the approach here and if anything changes tone-wise, because you're coming off a loss, but obviously you also recognize the opportunity ahead of yourselves this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited to see how we respond. I mean, I think it's a great test for us with, you know, and obviously I can only really speak to the offensive side of the ball. I think they got such an explosive offense and guys that can kind of do it at any play. You know, I know Jonathan Taylor very well and kind of know how dangerous he can be, but I think our mindset is just get back on track, right? Play our football and, you know, ready to get back to practice tomorrow and kind of hit this thing running. You know, it's a big game because it's honestly the next game in the NFL. Like, you got to show your best every single week. And that's the best part about this league. So I'm really excited to see kind of how we handle this adversity and kind of come closer together and make some good things happen. So we're ready to go.
How are you feeling physically?
I mean, I feel pretty good. It normally takes me a couple weeks to kind of get calloused from the, you know, the hits and stuff like that. The shoulders get a little sore and everything like that. But other than that, man, I'm good. I'm blessed for sure.
Yeah, it's funny though. You say calloused, but it's much more just sort of understanding that you're going to be in pain for the next few months, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I just got back from like a 2-mile walk with my dog, and that was tough, man. That went through the grinder right there. But no, that's kind of how it goes. You know, you kind of, I'm telling you, like week 8 or 9, you know, you really don't feel too bad from the hits, but those first couple weeks, they get to you for sure a little bit.
So it's more about just getting used to how you feel after going through war.
100%. 100%. A cold, you can't be in the cold tub long enough, man. You really can't.
TJ, before we let you go, you have spent weeks now on a defense that goes up against Caleb Williams regularly in practice. And we've heard all of these awesome things. And I think everybody's telling the truth. I believe everything I hear when people talk about how special Caleb Williams can be and the throws that he can make. What do you think it's going to take to translate what happens on the practice field against a defense as good as the Bears defense and have it begin to happen against real opposing defenses?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and we were, you know, definitely telling no lies there. You know, I've seen it for some time now. You know, just the throws that he's been making, the reads he's making in practice, and even, you know, some of the throws in the game. But football is such a team sport, right? So you need every single guy on the field to be operating the same. Everyone to be on the same page from offense to defense to special teams in order for it to be a success, man. It's not a league where you can go out there like the NBA and, you know, you can have two dudes go for 40 and you probably have a good game. But in the NFL, you need everyone. And that's what I'm most excited about, because I know we can do it, you know, from a team standpoint. And I think it's playing complementary football. It's playing us, you know, getting takeaways early to set them up better in the field. It's, you know, them getting explosive plays, which will come. And so it's everyone kind of working together, man. But I'm a full believer, and I know the team's a full believer in what the offense is capable of, for sure.
TJ, I know you watch a lot of film, obviously. I don't know how much other football you watch in terms of other teams playing, but we've had so much good action here in the first couple weeks, and I'm curious as to your initial impressions as you get ready for Anthony Richardson, because we've seen him do some completely athletic things for a couple of weeks, and I know you probably saw the back foot throw that he hit his man in stride in the end zone. Like, what kind of challenge does a guy who's that athletic present?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone saw that throw, right? It was definitely one of the more impressive ones around the league so far. But yeah, in terms of that, I mean, he can make any throw you need him to, right? And I think what the challenge is, and you know, I know Shane a little bit from Philly, is a quarterback run game that they have incorporated, right? With such a big physical offensive line, you know, they can kind of do a lot of things with Richardson, with him being such a big, strong dude. You know, they like to use him a lot in that run game, and so he's a problem for sure. It's gonna take our best game to stop him, and but that's what I'm excited about, because it's a big time challenge, and it's gonna be an awesome environment with a really good opportunity in front of us, man.
All right, go get him, TJ. Thank you. We'll talk again next week. Here's hoping you're 2-1.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
That's TJ Edwards of the Chicago Bears. Good stuff.
Insightful stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question about the locker room. I'm glad you doubled back on
and
that.
He seemed to kind of say, you know, this is what it is, the NFL. It's week. It sounded a lot like it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it sounded, but he didn't reach for that. Like, he didn't say there's a lot of football left. I took that as, yeah, we're always miserable when we lose and happy when we win.
And the other thing that he said that really kind of made my ears perk up a little bit, Dan, is the fact that he was talking about the success for Caleb Williams that you were talking about. It's not just him. Everybody else has kind of got to be in line. And that, obviously, not just the offensive line, but everything. It's not just Caleb by himself. He's got to have the other parts working for him that he can take advantage of when we're talking about play-by-play and series-by-series and obviously game-by-game.
That's Marshall Harris in for Lawrence Holmes. I'm Dan Bernstein. When we come back, I think we should probably get to the news that Justin Steele gave us, that it seems like he's probably okay.
Yeah, it sounds.
And he said that Craig Counsell might be breaking a little news here soon, and I think he gave us some very positive stuff, among some other things. I wanted to get to the fish picture phone showdown. I was soundly defeated. Saltwater fish are always.
He had some pictures ready to go.
Yep. Yeah, he did. Because, like, hey, I'm like, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? And he's like, it's not a knife. It's a knife. Like, you can't really mess with someone who does saltwater fishing, because they're pulling sea monsters out of there.
He definitely Dundee'd you on that one.
Well, what am I going to do? He's like there on a boat with Quint and Brody and Hooper. So, yeah, let's talk about what he told us next on The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's going to be here pretty soon. I'm sure council will be breaking something here soon. But yeah, it'll be here in the next few days or whatnot. But yeah, feeling good. Bullpens have been going well. You know, throwing without feeling anything, that's the main thing. So it's very mentally freeing just being able to go out there and play catch and not feel anything.
When you talk about mentally freeing, what's that process like when you know something isn't quite right to knowing, okay, this is what's wrong, I can deal with this now?
Yeah, I mean, every MLB player, you know, if you play 162, you go through ups and downs, fatigue and different things. So everybody always says every player is playing with a little something. I was kind of just, you know, managing some elbow tightness and whatnot, you know, kind of worked my way through it. And it just kind of got to a point where it was like, you know, let's just find out what's in there. And we got some good news from the MRI. We did the proper modalities and whatnot. And yeah, it got me back really quick.
Good news indeed from our guest earlier today, Justin Steele. What a treat. He's a real nice young man.
And besides just embarrassing you with his fishing photos, you know, as you went toe-to-toe.
Yeah, just remind me, don't start showing phone pictures to somebody who fishes the Gulf.
Yeah. Delight is a good word. He was absolutely just a blast to hang out with, talk to, get to know a little bit on a personal level as opposed to the guy that takes the mound every 5 days and happens to be a very good baseball player.
I don't know if I want to touch that ball now, though. So,
yeah, why don't you tell that story, okay, Dan?
So the story was, I had wanted to talk to Steele about his pitch grips, especially because of that four-seam fastball that he cuts.
Right.
And if you're just joining us, it, you know, fine, whatever.
There's sanitizer here. It's a...
You're so ridiculous right now.
Well, okay. So it's just a standard four-seam grip. And he was showing how he is able to supinate his wrist naturally with a hard wrist. So it's really, the magic isn't in the grip. The magic is in the release. And I said, okay, I'm going to bring a ball. And I'm running out of the house, and I had a couple of things to do around the house, and then my wife and I are going over the Visa bill. I'm like, oh, shoot, I got to go. She said, don't forget to grab a baseball. And I go, and we have this, like, bin. There used to be, you know, when he was playing high school ball and living at home all the time, there's baseballs everywhere in our house, everywhere. And, like, the one time I actually need a baseball, there isn't one under the couch. There isn't one. There aren't two, like, rolling around on the floor of the front closet. So, and I don't know. Somebody put them somewhere. I don't know what happened. But the all of the usual sort of clutter baseballs were not there. So I talked to Ryan Porth. They're like, hey, you know, if somebody can find a ball just lying around somewhere.
There's a whole park.
And I know there's a right whole there. Baseball park there. And one of the PR people made sure that Justin Steele would bring one. And this is what they call a pearl.
Okay.
Now, this is a fresh out of the wrapper Major League Baseball. And the reason it's referred to as a pearl is because it hasn't been rubbed up yet. Where before a game, all of the game balls are as they say, rubbed up by a member of the umpiring crew with a very specific kind of mud that is still, as far as I know, from the bottom of the Delaware River.
I didn't know that part.
It's one of the silliest
things.
Someone
who used to live directly by the Delaware River.
It still happens in baseball. It is only in MLB. In the NAB, across the pond, other leagues, the balls are already tacky, but only MLB still rubs them up. So the game balls that you see, those are already mud rubbed. If a ball has not been rubbed, it's referred to as a pearl.
So you got yourself a pearl.
And that's what this is. So the one thing, if you're hanging out with a baseball player and there is a baseball around, the baseball player is going to have the baseball and hold it and fetishize it and do grips with it.
And do what else with it, Dan?
Well, so, and then I saw it, Justin's holding it the whole time as we're talking. And I want to say, give me the baseball back. I want the baseball. It's my turn. They brought it for me. Give me my ball.
Right.
And so he's playing with it. And then his hand, and I look at it, it was like a magic trick. And his hands are empty.
And you're like, I need the baseball.
No, I said, so we're at break. And we're coming out of break. And I'm looking around. Where's the ball? And he, Steele, reaches all the way into his crotch and pulls it out. And he's like half sitting on it. I'm like, I don't want it now. Like, that's your baseball.
The man had pants on.
I know he did, but still, like, in mixed company. I mean, it's like, oh, here, I'm just going to stick it down. Like, we're not in the dugout. You know, come on, man.
I just, you take it. I'm good.
No, but it is, like, I mean, if you have one, you always want to, like I say, this is like.
No, it's thing. Like if you have a.
The avocado thing.
It's not even a baseball thing. It's an any ball thing. If you have a tennis ball, if you have a football, if you have a basketball, you have it in your hands. You're playing with it. You're spinning it on your finger. You're doing whatever you're doing
with
that
ball. Nothing like this.
But a football, you're just throwing up and down to like perfect spiral, and you're like that's what we do with balls.
But the tactile nature of a brand new baseball is, and that's what I said before about the new small avocados that are 99 cents at
Mariano's. Yeah, you can throw them at anything, right?
All you want to do is chuck that at a wall as hard as you can. And
ruin a perfectly good 99-cent avocado.
It would be so worth it, though. Remember when Letterman used to drop stuff off a building?
Yeah, that was
wow.
It's just like, are you trying to make me feel old right now?
He'd go up to the top of a building and he would just drop stuff.
Yes,
and this, you know, it was before Instagram. It's before the, you know, people just did that on their own. But yeah, nothing like it. It's a total guy thing.
The important thing is that he will be towing the rubber with one of those in his hands in the coming days.
He will be. And he will be, the fact that he could come back, it's scary. Elbow is scary, and I'm always pessimistic.
That's why I asked the question, because I was like, I need to know what your thought process is when you're like, because clearly, usually, unless you're like actually pitching in a game and like something goes wrong and you leave the game, usually when you have an injury, something's been bothering you. And you're just like, I can't quite fight through this one. I need to know what it is. It gets a little bit worse and a little bit worse.
I'd love to know. We don't know what's going on with Ben Brown and his neck. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's one of those situations where they didn't really even have a diagnosis. But man, if your job, if your ulnar collateral ligament is your job, and you've already had it repaired 7 years ago,
scar clear as day.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know that. You know the Tommy John scar. Yeah. And that looks like, you know, that's a perfect, nice, clean 7 year scar on there. And but to think about if you have pain there. And the fact is, sometimes even the best orthopedist, you can go to Dr. Frank Job, you can go to Neil Elatrache, and they can do all the imaging in the world and still not be certain about how to proceed. It can be, and sometimes they say, look, do we do an internal brace procedure, or do we do full Tommy John, and a doctor, an honest doctor, is going to say, I may not know until we get in there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Isn't it usually the case when that happens, like, we just got to open it up and see what I see with my own eyes once we get in there?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's like lifting the hood of a car sometimes, and you can hear every rattle, and you can hook it up to all the machines, but you don't know until you see it with your own eyes. It's to be in the position of an athlete. Hell, you're going through an injury right now. You're dealing with the same thing.
I just want to let everybody know I'm not an athlete.
No, but
I'm an old man trying to hold on for dear life.
Yes, but walking is something that one generally does, and when walking hurts, that makes it tough.
Yeah. Like I always tell people, we're all dying. I just feel like sometimes I'm dying at a little faster rate than most.
Yes, it's the acceleration of yeah. aging.
Yeah, thanks for that, Dan.
No, but once as you get even older and everything starts to accelerate even more. Yes, ideally as one gets even older. I don't know. I think at some point you start to just not care.
No, I'm always going to care because, you know, people are telling me, hey, in 50 years, people are going to live to be 120, 125 years old. That's going to be like a thing. I'm like, well, if I can't do the things I want to do at that age, do I really want to just vegetate in that state? Is that something I want to do? So my whole goal is to be as healthy as possible for as long as possible and actually be able to enjoy however many years I get on this little third rock from the sun.
What if you could be a brain in a jar but still play video games?
8-year-old me would be like, yeah, what are we doing? But right. Adult me is like, nah, I love other parts of life a little too much to just be a gamer and a head in a jar.
Yeah, but think if you were a sentient brain in a jar and you could, your thoughts, not all of them, like you could edit your thoughts, you could essentially talk by making your thoughts known.
I think you've gotten to know that I like to talk as much as the next person.
Yes.
And I love to listen as well.
Yes.
But I need to live and breathe and walk and do the things, which is why I'm like in this boot and on these crutches, hopefully for a very limited time and getting back to doing the things I want to do.
Okay, let's say floating brain in a jar. However, a virtual reality hookup allows you to feel like you're experiencing those things, and it's whatever you want.
I think that's where we're headed as a society.
This is why I can't sleep at night.
And I don't like that. I like knowing. I don't want to live in the Matrix, Dan.
Okay.
Are
you sure?
I'm not Neo.
You could be like Joey Pants eating the steak. You know, he said the steak tastes good.
Plug him back in, right?
That's okay.
He wanted to be plugged back in.
That's right.
I want to be unplugged. I want to live. Hopefully, I'm not living in the Matrix right now. I want to enjoy a Cubs baseball game tonight. I want to enjoy all the things that I enjoy.
Are you going to the game?
No, I'm just gonna. You know, I'll probably listen. I got other stuff to watch. I gotta get ready for some.
Last night was a great grilling night. It was like, it's just a perfect.
We're still in prime. I just want to point out, we're still in prime summer weather.
Yeah.
Like, this weather is like.
It's even better than like midsummer weather because it's so cool. This, you know what this reminds me of? It's almost like Arizona weather, like winter Arizona weather, where it gets good sleeping weather but hot enough during the day.
We're closer to October than we are to August, but this is the weather that we hope to still be experiencing on October 1st. Which we probably won't, but the forecast looks good, actually.
And we don't move the clocks until, like, Election Day, right?
That's
Is that right?
I'm just trying to live one day at a time, one game at a time. I'm on my TJ Edwards. I'm on my Justin Steele. I'm just happy to be here with you today, Dan.
Just trying to help the ball club. Arm feels good.
Yeah. Ray's got me feeding me information. I feel like we're in a good spot.
Well, it's what they do. That's how we can sound like we know stuff.
World-class producers at 670 The Score.
Damn right. That's exactly what it is. When we come back, there was a fun moment when we got to meet a new member of the Cubs sports staff. If you missed it, you'll want to hear it next.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Callers 6 and 7 to The Score contest line, 312-540-0670. We'll win a pair of tickets to Mully and Hawes' September 25th broadcast from 5:30 to 10 a.m. at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Mully and Hawes will be joined by Bulls head coach Billy Donovan in studio during the 8 a.m. hour that morning. It's all brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. Thanks to everybody who came out. Obviously, now that Justin Steele has done with his picture taking and autograph signing, a lot of our ticket winners have gone on with their days. Thanks to everybody for sticking around. Oh, sorry.
And no, we got people here. They're here for you,
no,
Dan.
No, they're. Thanks to everybody who did come up and say hey. And some people came bearing gifts too. Like, look at this. That's
an Oakland A's soccer jersey.
An Oakland A's soccer jersey, and said, "Hey, you can put it with your Tony Kemp poster." But we don't have our Tony Kemp poster because it was.
But we appreciate Mike's offering.
Oh yeah, no, we've got it absolutely. So we had, like I say, a terrific time. You should go back and use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app to go back and listen to the full hour with Justin Steele.
It was great.
It went in all different directions. He was so relaxed. He was really willing to talk about a bunch of cool stuff and growing up. And that story about the first fish. How? You talk about having a horseshoe up your hiney. Where the first time you go fishing, you catch an 8.5-pound largemouth bass.
It's probably then that he realized he was going to be a world-class athlete.
That's what, like, that's like when I see a fish of a lifetime. People talk in the South; they talk about 10-pounders and you know, really getting a double digit is the holy grail. But you're never going to catch it. Chances are, unless you're trying for it, unless you're like a professional bass fisherman,
an angler,
you are never going to get in your life anything like that. And he got it with the first time he ever threw a line.
8.5 pounds at the age of 10. And he showed us the photo of him at 10 years old with the fish.
They mounted it. They mounted it. And it's not a replica. They actually taxidermed and mounted the fish. And he is standing there smiling, holding it.
That's how you know Justin Steele is a real one.
That was very, very cool. But he also told, we were just talking about clubhouse stuff, and we found out about a new character in the Cubs clubhouse.
Well, Happer is paired with who we call Big Rub. He's our massage guy.
Okay. I hope.
His name is literally Big Rub.
His name is Aaron, but yeah, we call him Big Rub.
Okay. I understand why.
Making sure.
I'm glad you explained why you call him Big Rub.
Okay, yeah, just glad we clarified that Big Rub is their massage. It also happens to be their massage
guy. Makes sense when you hear what he does for a living.
Correct. Now, that I understand, but it's possible.
I thought you were going to lose it.
Is there a little rub as well?
I don't think there's a little rub. But why is he Big Rub? Or a medium rub. I think it's just Big Rub.
We got a couple names today. We also learned that Andrew Billings is a Big Bill.
Big Bill. Amazing.
Big Bill? Big Rub? Is there a little Bill, little Rub?
Big Bill is a lot more intimidating sounding than Big Rub. Usually, like, guys with big something are big, like, intimidating presences. When you hear the name Big Rub.
I think you're only in the other speakers. I don't think I can, because I can't hear you in mine.
Oh, no, so. I hear him.
Oh, you got him?
Well, no, not in
yeah, I mean, right, if somebody says, hey, you're going to have to watch out for Big Bill over here. I don't know. Check out Big Rub over here. Stop doing that.
It's like the opposite.
Knock that off.
Of the
Rub, not here.
The fat guy named Slim. You know,
yeah, Fat Boy Slim.
Yeah. So
tiny.
Tiny. That's another good one. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think we have had a variety of things we have talked about today with a variety of people, and it's been all great.
Yeah, it has. So a huge thank you to the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. Big thank yous to our friends Bosch Power Tools, what hard workers deserve. And Phillips Chevrolet. We will come back and we will say good afternoon to Matt Spiegel and Dan Wiederer on Spiegel & Company. That's next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.